Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, and we are listening to The Poor People of Paris, a theme song I grew up on in the 1950s. And I will begin by saying to you, I had many of the disadvantages needed for success. To take off on Larry Ellison, who said he had all of the disadvantages needed for success. I had many of the disadvantages needed for success, but certainly not all of them. I had two wonderful parents who were hardworking, both immigrants. And what I'm about to tell you, I will tell you that I was born for. I was born ready for what I'm about to announce. And, of course, my prediction of a month ago was that I believe that I would be moved to drive time 3 to 6 Eastern at some point, and today I'm proud to announce that the Savage Nation, hosted by yours truly, moves to drive time 3 to 6 Eastern, and I guess that's it. That's the big deal, and it's coming in January. I've waited for this, I would say, my entire life. The prediction is correct, and let me read you the press release, and then I'll take your calls on this. The biggest questions really are these before I tell you what I want to say, and that is this. Will this change of Michael Savage going to drive time change the course of the next election? Remember who you're listening to. I developed the concept of borders, language, and culture as defining a nation. No one has done it better than I. And yet there's not a single politician, including Ted Cruz, who has ever quoted borders, language, and culture as his, let us say, mantra. If I was running for office, I'd run on one platform. Borders, language, and culture. Stick with Michael Savage. You'll have secure borders. English as the only language. We're not a polyglot nation. We're not the Tower of Babel. Learn English or go home. And culture. The common culture that is the glue that has kept nations together since the beginning of nationhood. Borders, language, and culture. That's what I would talk about, and that's what I will talk about right through the next election, midterms and full terms. And so let me go now to these questions. The time slot change certainly reflects something about my show that has resonated with the American people. What do you think that is? And what does this change mean for talk radio? Because with this new time slot, I'm going to attract four to five times initially more listeners. And which group do you think will find the Savage Nation next? Remember, I've been at it for 20 years. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm number one on the internet in terms of internet radio, and that's a big thing because that means the younger people who listen on iPhones and whatnot love the show. The fact is that daytime talk radio is basically stuck all day long on the same topics, the same talking points for too long. They're good people doing a good job, but there's only so much of it that you can listen to. So I'll ask you, what are you most looking forward to hearing on the Savage Nation when the new time slot opens up to me in January? Secondly, as a loyal listener, what excites you the most about this change? And by the way, who do you think is most surprised that my prediction came true? How will the influence of the Savage Nation grow, et cetera? 855-400-7282. I can ask you, what are the greatest Savage hits over the years? We have some of them for you today, the golden oldies. We've culled the archives, and we've got short takes on all of them. Some of the best, Savage on Talking to Moses, Savage visiting Google Earth for the first time, me commenting on a Gerald Ford funeral, me stating Saddam was executed too quickly to cover up what he knew, Savage reading the warnings on an ammo box to prove that I can have you listen to me even reading the warnings on an ammo box in French, Savage discussing the legacy of George Bush, Savage delivering food to Mama Savage 3,000 miles away, the Savage Manifesto after I met with my kitchen cabinet on how to save America, Snowy the dog when she was dying, my favorite interview, by the way. One of my most famous interviews was that with the Reverend Jerry Falwell, where we had, I would say, a gentlemanly disagreement on who goes to heaven. And I think many of you never forgot that interview. We have Teddy howling at CNN watching Wolf Blitzer getting sick and, frankly, soiling the rug watching Wolf Blitzer. some of my predictions, which were all true, will be played on the show today and tomorrow. And now let me read you the official Cumulus Media Network's press release. The Savage Nation, hosted by Michael Savage, moves to drive time 3 p. to 6 p. Eastern Time. Atlanta, September 2013. Cumulus Media Networks, with more than 5,500 affiliate radio stations, reaching 129 million listeners every week, announces that Michael Savage's The Savage Nation will move to the highly coveted 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time time slot beginning in January 2014, bringing Savage's unique brand of news, views, and reviews to drive time on top radio stations nationwide. The Savage Nation will air on more than 200 affiliates right out of the gate of Cumulus Media Networks, including 60 stations owned and operated by Cumulus. Some of the cities where the Savage Nation will air during drive time include the following: New York, WABC, Chicago, WLS, Dallas, WBAP, Washington, D.C., WMAL, San Francisco, KSFO, WJR, and Detroit, and others. They wrote this: not limited to politics, Michael Savage has moved millions with his insights, humor, and versatility. His Ph.D. from the University of California and his 28 published books, including 6 New York Times bestsellers, have made him, quote, the Mark Twain of our time to many. The Savage Nation is the number one radio show on the Internet. Savage was awarded the coveted Freedom of Speech Award by Talkers Magazine. John Dickey, Executive Vice President and Co-Chief Operating Officer of Cumulus, who made this happen, had this to say: Savage is a proven ratings winner. Compelling, thought-provoking content is paramount, and Savage delivers show after show. Myself, here's what I said: with this important time slot, as well as the iconic Cumulus stations coveted by everyone in radio, I hope to edutain the world. Politics will always be my mainstay, but there is so much more to talk about. Breaking news, science, religion, films, and books, well, they've always been my calling cards. With these new stations, a new time, I break out a new deck. And now we go to the phones on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The biggest shakeup in radio talk history was just announced on this program. It is the biggest shakeup in radio history. And without mentioning poor Wallbanger, I got to tell you, that guy was in this slot for, what, 20 years? It can't be easy. And I'm not going to say another word about Wallbanger. I'm going to stick only to what I do. Let's begin with Andrew on WABC in New York. Andrew, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank God. Yes. I'm so happy. Lifted my spirits. You're the cream of the crop, and everyone knows that you're honest. You don't have the political bias that other hosts have, like Hannity, for example. Whether they agree, they know that you're telling them the truth. And I just want to say, he's Hitler in a headscarf. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Savage-isms.
Wait, who are we talking about when I said Hitler in a headscarf? You mean Ahmadinejad?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, not I think so. We don't want to confuse him with a radio host. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Now, look, Ted Cruz filibustered from last night till this morning. That's huge political news. But I got to ask you a question mixed in with my own story here today. Can I ask you a serious question about this? Is Obamacare the biggest problem in your life? Because it isn't mine. Is Obamacare the number one thing you go to sleep with, wake up with, and talk about over the water cooler? It isn't in my life. Why is Obamacare the obsession right now? Well, we know that it's socialized medicine. We know it's going to wreck the healthcare system. We know it's going to seriously damage the economy. But is that the number one problem that should be discussed in America today? How about this? How about the Islamist movement around the world? How about the fact that the Islamists have made headway into our intelligence agencies in this country, and I'm worried about it? How about the fact that our intelligence agencies are more concerned about patriots than they are about Islamists? To me, I'd put that at the top of the list. How about you? Rob in Florida, you're next up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, congratulations in your early time slot. I just want to say congrats to you. And just one more thing. I was listening to your show last week when you were talking about John McCain. And
yeah.
This afternoon, my wife seen me running from the living room to the bathroom. She asked me what was wrong. I said, I'm going to throw up. I cannot believe what I heard him say today. He is such a coward. I don't care what anyone says. He's a coward.
Here's the thing about McCain. McCain is suffering PTSD in the minds of psychiatrists who have sent me letters. He's well known to be suffering from it. The man's back was broken by the Vietnamese torturers. He went through hell. We all loved him, and we love him. But we don't have to look up to him when his politics have taken on the tone of the opposition. And that's what it comes down to. He is a man. If you could live through what he lived through and still walk, you'd be quite a man. But the fact is, politically, he's gone over to the other side. And I do believe that he's suffering PTSD. So let me ask you this question. Why do you think Cumulus gave Michael Savage, me, the most coveted time slot in talk radio? Now, that's a loaded question, but it's an important question. And the second one that I'm going to ask you, and this is a big one. Yes, Drive Time has the biggest audience in talk radio, so far as I know. Here is the question. You've gotten used to listening to me now, later at night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Are you going to be able to listen to me at 12 noon on the West Coast and 3 p.m. on the East Coast? Well, people do. They listen to others in the middle of the day. But how do you do that? And I found out how you do it, and I'm quite surprised. Remember, I did Drive Time on the West Coast for, what, 15, 16 years. So Drive Time is actually my favorite time. I'm not a morning person. It's been a tough adjustment. It's been a very tough year. But if you woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you said, Michael, you got to do a show in 5 minutes and it's got to run for 3 hours, just turn the computer on, put me onto the Drudge Report, put me on a few other sites and give me a cup of tea, and I'll be doing that show within 5 minutes. On the top of Drudge right now, right side, radio host Michael Savage moves to 3 p.m. Eastern Time in new national rollout. That is a developing story that is developing right here, right now on the Savage Nation. Let's go to the caller, Shelley in Houston. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Shelley?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I want to say congratulations. I believe you were given that slot because you have really earned it. And I think the thing that sets you apart from your competitors is really, it's not even about educational attainment. It's about your intelligence. So there's a lot of people that are intelligent that don't have degrees. But you, to me, the others simply repeat mantras. They just have opinions without having any facts to back them up. And I think that's what separates you. But one thing I wanted to know.
Well, I want to say this. I was born ready for afternoon drive. It's not like I have to move into it. I was born ready for it. And truthfully, I had many of the disadvantages necessary for success. Certainly not all of them. I had two parents who worked very hard. Both were immigrants. And they taught me the value of hard work. They told me never to accept welfare. They sneered at anyone who took welfare. They detested people who were poor like them who didn't take care of their property. They prided themselves on their little apartment and they kept it as clean as can be. And I learned all of those things from my parents. And I'm not doing this to play the violin to tell you that I'm a poor guy, because I'm not a poor guy anymore. But I was, and I understand what it's like to be an immigrant's son. And I'll never forget that. And remember this about Michael Savage. People have different strengths and different weaknesses in radio as in all other walks of life. I am the only person in Major League Talk Radio who has one foot in the old world and one foot in the new world. Remember, I am a first-generation American. Of that, I am very proud. Look how far I've come. I am man-child in the promised land. My father came here as a little boy from Russia with nothing in his pocket, and he died at a very early age. His father died at a very early age. They worked their hearts out. They would rather throw themselves off a fire escape than have accepted welfare. They never did. They worked, and they worked, and they worked, and they passed the baton on to me. And I intend to make the most of this golden opportunity. The biggest shakeup in radio talk history. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Radio host Michael Savage moves to 3 p.m. Eastern in new national rollout, developing on the Drudge Report, on the Savage Nation, and everywhere. Welcome to the program, the biggest shakeup in radio talk history, or talk radio history, really. And you have to ask yourself, why do you think Cumulus gave me the most coveted time slot in talk radio? This is not an easy decision for anyone to make at a time like this. We're living in very worrisome times. This is a gigantic gift that I have been given, and I intend to make the most of the gift. This is my last home in talk radio. I started in radio with my third or fourth career in 1994, which will what, 20 years? This March 24th, 20 years. I hope to have a big celebration somewhere, maybe in Yankee Stadium. I hope that I will not do a Lou Gehrig on the field, but I want to do a big thing for my audience, whether it'll be local or whatever, because how many years does anyone have in a career? And this is not my first career. I'm like a cat who has nine lives, and I don't know which life this is, but it isn't the first. Let's put it to you that way. Scientist, poet, pauper. I can go down the My Way song. You know, I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a pawn, and a king. And the fact of the matter is, this is the kingship that I've been seeking all of my life. And the only thing left is for me to be a prawn, and I don't think I'm going to get to that in this lifetime. But the question is, will you change your listening habits? Will you listen to me earlier in the day? And if so, where? Remember, drive time on the East Coast is, of course, 3 o'clock. I was drive time on the West Coast. I had an awesome audience. In fact, in San Francisco, when I was on KSFO, when I was a local host, I often beat the news stations. I slammed the all-news stations. They were tuning out, and they were tuning into me. So when I go onto this time slot, and on the East Coast, I'm drive time, I think I'll do quite well. The question is, West Coast, noon. Will you listen to me at work? And will it change the course of the next election? Remember when the next election is. The next election is just around the corner. The next election is next November 2014. The next election will be more telling than you can imagine. Don't expect the pundits to tell you that there's going to be a sea change in Congress, but there will be. There will be because the people detest what Obama has done to them. The people detest the creeping socialism, the sense of a government intruding on their lives, the sense that our country is being dissolved right in front of their faces, and they're going to throw the Democrats out. Does that mean they love the middle-of-the-road Republicans? No, but they detest the Democrat Socialist Party USA. They detest what they've done to us. They've dissolved our borders, they've watered down our language, and they have ripped up our culture. I predict a sea change in 2014.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I do feel like Lou Gehrig in Yankee Stadium today. I got to tell you the truth. I mean, there's so much garbage out there, it's hard to believe anybody when they say anything, but all I can do is tell you like it is, and I feel like the luckiest man on earth tonight because my career was fragmented, to say the least. I was impeded every step of the way in the beginning of radio. People sabotaged my show, tried to stand in the way, and no one stood in the way of this little engine that could. And that's because, and I'm going to say it like it is again, remember, I was not a young man when I entered radio. I'd done many other things. And I entered radio almost out of desperation in 1994. All the years I had written books, I would do book tours. Publishers would send me on 10-city tours. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, the wonderful people that I met along the way in radio. To this day, I remember them. They were in Seattle. They were two wonderful guys on some of the stations in Seattle, and they had wonderful old-line broadcaster voices. And although I was, a young man, and I had a good voice, I certainly didn't have a broadcaster's voice, nor was I a broadcaster. They were kind enough to say to me, you know, you have an incredible presence on the radio. You should consider a career in radio. And I said, what? How do you get in radio? I had no idea how to get in radio. And then another telling moment, I published a book, Houghton Mifflin published my book, Maximum Immunity, in 1983. And I was visiting the editor in Boston. She was a real Bostonian, real elegant, upscale New England lady of the time, if you know what I mean. And we went to one of the great fish restaurants in Boston. And she said, you know, Michael, you're a good writer. But she said, you would be better off in radio. I said, why? She said, because you need immediacy. Your ideas come at you so fast. You need radio to get them out there. They come at you so quickly, there's no other way to do it. She said, think about a book. It takes a year to sell a book proposal, a year to write the book, and then by the time the book's out, you're on to something else. I never forgot that as well. And all of it's been a miracle. As Aldous Huxley said, You have to live your life forward, but you can only understand it backward. And if I look back on my radio career, I'm telling you, somebody up there does like me because there's no other explanation for this. And that's all I want to say. Now, what will happen in January when I go to drive time is anybody's guess. Do you think I'm going to be number one? Do you think that that's what I'm going to live for? You're wrong. I'm not going to get up every morning and say, gee, I hope my ratings. I'm not a television guy. I don't know how those guys do it. I don't know how they do it looking every morning at the ratings on television. I couldn't take it. I wouldn't want to live that way. Secondly, my mind is too discursive to live that way. There are days I'll do politics, and immediately I'll shift to a recipe. Immediately in the middle of talking about a filibuster, I'll go and talk about a phyllo dough that I ate that day. Why? Because that's the way I am, and it's more fun. And secondly, I can't really stick to these topics for very long without my mind shutting down. Although I'm a highly educated man with many, many degrees, I was never a good student. I had no ability to sit in a chair very long. I couldn't listen to professors. My mind would shut down, and I would start writing things and dreaming and fantasizing. And so, therefore, I understand if you tune out of my show or anyone else's show, but I can guarantee you that the TSL on this show will be the longest in the business. I may not have the highest ratings, but I will make another prediction. I'll make a prediction that no matter what my audience is, the TSL will be longer on this show than any other show on radio. The time spent listening has always been longer for this show than any other radio show that I know of. Maybe things have changed, but that's what I found out. Now let's go to the callers, 855-400-7282. We have a lot in store for you tonight, including the sort of the golden oldies, some of the amazing sound bites over the years. And then I have another big surprise for you, which is that tomorrow night we have a major league guest to talk about this topic on this show at the very same time. Again, you're going to want to tune into that because let us say that more will come out of that interview than you may imagine. John on KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation on KSFO. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, you're an amazing human being, and I know for a fact that the reason that you have been placed in prime time, my friend, is because you are truly the Coltrane, the Charlie Parker, the Leonardo da Vinci of the airwaves. I'm sitting here listening to you in my music studio, and I look around at the things that are unique in my life. I have a original Groucho Marx little puppet. I have the first Curious George toys. My cornet, which I play regularly around the world at jazz festivals. Matter of fact, you might remember a few years ago I actually played you Happy Birthday on the cornet.
Right.
And, sir, I got to tell you, just the way that your mind works, I can compare it to this. If you got inside the mind of Coltrane, he could take a song, let's say a standard like Left My Heart in San Francisco. Now, he could literally play that melody, but then take the melody and improvise over and over and over again, never having said the same thing musically twice.
It's funny you should say it. Because I find that musical people like my show and understand it almost better than anyone else. Remember I told you that the profile of me in the New Yorker was written by one of their writers, who's excellent, but he had spent 6 years as a music critic for the New York Times, and he heard the music in my show. He heard the music in my voice, and he heard the music in my soul, and he said, that's what separates Savage from everyone else. And he don't he entitled that article A Party of One. Remember that?
I do remember that. It's a great article.
Well, so you say that the versatility is what keeps you listening.
Yeah, you know, you can always...
Well, here's something else for your collection. I cannot give you a stuffed teddy because he's still living, and I wouldn't give it away if he was stuffed. But I will send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. So now you can add that to your collection, okay? 855-400-7282. I got to take this next call out of KSFO as well, and I invite you. There's one open line, 855-400-SAVAGE. This is an amazing call, and I want women to call. Remember, of my many listeners, I have 18 or 19 women savagettes across America. That's right. Of the many, many listeners that I have, I heard that there are 19 women exactly across America who listen to the show religiously. So if you are one of the Savagettes who listen to the show and you want to call tonight and just express yourself in some way or other, you can get in on that open line. Let's go to KSFO. Dean, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. It's a great honor and pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations. I am so happy for you.
Well, that's something. That's something my best friends didn't even say. None of them even said congratulations by email.
I know why you're a success. When you can make a man all alone in a room, belly laugh, and then make him cry, you really got something going, and that's what you do for me every night of the week.
God. Well, let's hope it's more of the former and less of the latter, okay, Dean? Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, please.
I'm down, and I hang them up in my house, and I have one all-time favorite quotation from you.
What is it?
Life is an endless series of terrors with an occasional plateau of happiness and beauty.
I wrote that when I was 17. I remember that. I was 17 when I came to that one.
I'm in my living room right now.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunately true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You see, when you realize that happiness is non-existent on a regular basis, and you stop seeking happiness 24/7, that's the only time you can achieve any degree of sanity. The greatest stress on a human being is to think the other man is happy all the time and he isn't. And then he starts freaking out, saying, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my life? He goes to the shrink. He gets the Prozac. And suddenly he goes on a flat line. And before you know it, he's a Republican. And then the rest is history. Thanks for the call. 855-407-282. It is. I mean, how many of them are on drugs? It seems to me most of them are drugged up. And I'll say it again. I will say it in my most candid way. If I go to work for a corporation, which I've done in my life, I had to take a drug test. Of course, I never had a problem because I don't use them. And you have to take a drug test at work, don't you? Of course you do. Don't you think that Congress should be forced to take a drug test, let us say, once every 3 months? Why shouldn't Harry Reid have to pee in a cup? Why shouldn't John Boehner have to take a drug test? I'm asking a dead serious question. I see people who look to me like they're walking around whacked out of their minds. They don't know what country they're in. They don't know what date it is. They have no idea what they're doing to this nation. And that is why we can't get through to them. It's that simple. And I have perhaps a very stress-oriented personality. Let's put it that way. And I lead a very, very high-stress life. And I want to tell you this. If stress killed you, I would have been dead 30 years ago. Don't believe people who tell you that stress will kill you. It's not true. It's how you internalize stress. There are other things that will kill you a lot faster than stress. And one of them is trying to avoid stress. If you seek to avoid stress at all costs, you're going to freak your body out. Your body is not made to avoid stress. You are the most durable creature God ever made. You know what men lived through in World War II? Have you watched any of these movies about what the ordinary American boy lived through in Okinawa? Laying in mud, having to break the other man's neck or have his neck broken? Do you have any idea what you're capable of? We live in a nation where every day and every way you're told you're a weakling. There's something wrong with you. You have a disease. You have a disorder. You need a medication. There's some victimhood in you. That is a desire to turn you into a serf. And as I said to you yesterday, I never learned how to surf. I never learned how to surf. I'm an inner city kid. I never learned how to ski, and I never learned how to surf. And I don't do very well on a surfboard. Christy on WNIS, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, Dr. Savage. I am
one of the Savagettes. Wait, ring the bell. One of the 19 Savagettes. Go ahead, please.
Savagette, I am. I am glad and also hoping that you are going to be in our 3-6 time slot here in the Norfolk, Virginia area because you will rejuvenate the afternoon. Right now, between the 12-3 and the 3-6 time slots, it's all redundancy. And
well, I won't comment on any of the hosts by and large. You know, it's a long day part and there's room for everyone. I care only about my particular slot. I made this prediction, Christy, that I get drive time on the East Coast. Whether all of the other affiliates that carry me at night will switch me over to daytime is a matter of the audience demanding it. To be very frank with you, if everyone listening to this show, whether it be 6:45 here on the West Coast or 9:45 on the East Coast, starts hammering your local affiliate and say, you better take Savage when he's available or else, I guarantee you, you'll have a big effect on what happens. Because as I said to you, this is going to be a battle. Don't think this is an automatic. I will be on all 60 of the stations that are owned by Cumulus, and they're the best stations in the country. That is a fact. There's no beating the old flamethrower ABC stations. And everybody in radio, from the day I began, everybody wanted to be on WABC, WLS, WMAL, WBAP, WJR, KABC in Los Angeles, to name a few. Everybody wanted to be on those stations. Well, when Cumulus bought the company that owned them, they controlled the best real estate in the nation. You know what? You know, there's an old saying that you can't beat beachfront real estate. These are beachfront radio stations in the common parlance of today. And so if you say, well, I'm going to be on 60 O&O stations, well, what about all the other hundreds of stations? Well, it'll be nice, and maybe they'll come along as time goes on, and I hope they do, because I have a big listenership across the country. But remember, it's the beachfront real estate. It's the oceanfront that everybody wants. And I guarantee you that I'll make the most of it. This is the biggest shakeup in radio talk history or talk radio history. And if you have a comment to make, the phone number is 855-407-2282. Let's do something right now. We're almost out of time. Is there a shorty? How about the comment I made? Is it a short one of me talking to Moses where I say I don't want to do it? Yes. Here is me on one of the inaugural shows from yesteryear. From my new studio in Florida, when I talk to Moses, let's hear.
Let's hear. Are itching, the eyes are itching, the face is red, everything's hurting. Reminds me of like the Moses story, you know. All right, I've chosen you to cross the red. I don't want to go, man. I don't want to do this. Why are you picking on me? My ear hurts. I'm a little hunch. I'm too old to lead the people across the Red Sea. No, I've chosen you. You must go. But I'm not the right guy, man. Get Charlton Heston. Get some big, strapping guy with square shoulders. Leave me alone. No, I've chosen you because you have an affliction. What's wrong with you, man? Why would you choose someone with an affliction? Because I can trust you. I can't trust the guy who was a captain of his football team in high school because he had a lot of women. He's too confident. He doesn't listen to orders. A guy like you, all your life you've been insecure. All your life you've learned how to listen to people. Because you understand God will punish you otherwise. He'll give you a deeper affliction. That's why you chose Moses. That's why I chose Moses, and that's why I've chosen you. You got to lead your people to shrimp in Boca Raton. I'd like to send Bernie Sanders like a case of special Boca frozen shrimp. I don't know where they came from. I got to do an investigation.
I don't know where that came from, but that's not too bad. I would recut that a little bit, but that was pretty good. So we're going to have more of the golden oldies of the Savage Nation as the hour and the next hour and the next hour and the tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow move on. I welcome you to stay for this glorious night. It's a big night in my life. It's a combination of the Nobel Prize, the MacArthur Genius Award, the Pulitzer Prize, and perhaps a few others, all in one for me. It's a very magical night. I'm glad you could be with me, and I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation, hosted by Michael Savage, moves to drive time 3 p. to 6 p. Eastern, beginning January 2014. And it will be on the biggest stations in America. And the guy who's sitting in them now will still be on the radio, but he won't be on the best stations in the country no matter what he says. He's not going to be on WABC, WLS, BAP, MAL, KSFO, and WJR. Not in this time slot that I'm going to be in. And so, good luck to him. It's that simple. And it's a big deal for me, because this is my last home in talk radio. And believe me, it's not only about me. I've said to you before, there were many steps along the way where this could not have happened or shouldn't have happened or off the rail or whatever. And something always opened up when I least expected it, because I would never give up. no matter what people think of me who know me, they know one thing about me is persistence. I am like, I'll say it, I'm not embarrassed to say it, I'm not a daffodil. Many years ago, I wrote a book about street weeds and took pictures of weeds growing through the cracks of pavement, cracks in the pavement in San Francisco. In fact, it was when I first got to San Francisco in 1974, I did a little photo essay on street weeds because as a trained botanist who had been all over the South Pacific collecting exotic medicinal plants, I said, you know, there's an amazing story here in these plants. Look at them growing through the pavement. Go to a wall in an abandoned lot and look what grows out of a cement wall. And I saw something in the street weeds that I could relate to in my own soul, to be frank with you, or as I can put it another way, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I have a pushcart in my soul. I have never quit. I have never given up. I have never stopped dreaming. And I've never, ever, ever, I never, ever thought, well, let's put it the other way. Let's put it positive. When I started in radio, stop it, Teddy, or you're fired. When I started in radio, I knew, I even said it, I would be in the top three at the end of my career. At some point, if it took me 20 years, I said I will be in the top three of radio, and I am. You hear what I'm saying to you? I have never stopped, and there's a metaphor here for all of you. Never, ever give up. Never, never give up. Never give up your dream. The prediction came true. And that's it. Stick with your predictions. Stick with your belief system. Don't let anything stand in your way. Nothing can stop you. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be back for another big 2 hours right here on your local affiliate.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Borders, language, culture. We are talking about the biggest shakeup in radio talk history, or talk radio history, coming this January, which is that I will be moving to drive time 3 p. Eastern, 12 noon Western, on the best real estate in the radio world. And it's a big day for me. I hope it's a big day for you. I have people who love the show. And the article's been up on Politico for a couple of hours. It's on the top right of Drudge if you care to look at it. Here are some of the comments. Forget the haters or the planted writers. Someone writes, if more people listen to Michael Savage in this country, might still be saved. And Rhino supporting Hannity deserves to succeed elsewhere. Then somebody wrote this. It says, Hannity has a lot of practice carrying water for the rhinos and not challenging them. He is a go-along, get-along personality with little substance or knowledge. He owes it all to Rush, who also carried Bush's water when Bush was bushwhacking the conservatives out of the GOP. And so, look, now, of course, they're all attacking the Republican Party because they know which way the wind blows, and stupid they're not. They didn't get where they are by being stupid, and they know how to, you know, talk to you. Now, all of a sudden, they're independents and attacking Republicans. Good. There's room for all of us, but let me tell you something. Those of you who have listened to me for years know that I've never changed my positions. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I will admit I'm wrong. I don't generally do guests. I think guests slow a show down. I don't think you tune a show in for guests. If there's someone great, I'll have them on. If there's some movie out with an actor that I really like, I'll try to get the actor on. If there's a book out with an author who's a really smart woman, I've had them on. And so that's why I announced tonight that my news, views, and reviews are going to take over the most important time slot in talk radio and the best real estate come January. If you care to comment on this, on the biggest shakeup in talk radio history, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Let us go to Jimmy on WABC in New York. Go ahead, Jimmy. What's on your mind?
I thank God that I've been waiting so long. I just want to let you know, Dr. Savage, You're right. I don't go to bed with the Affordable Cares Act on my mind. I don't wake up with it on my mind. I look at the $17 trillion. I look at people as I go in the stores asking for money because they should feed their kids and whatever, so on and so forth. I'm going to be very brief. Tell me to shut up whenever you want.
But no, keep talking. I like your voice. I like where you're coming from. Go ahead. Relax.
All right. I go to Stop and Shop. There's a woman standing out there thanking everybody for nothing. They drive by, they give the finger, they flick a cigarette at her. My heart goes out to her. I give her $5. I go in the store, I'm walking out, there she is with Thunderbird on the side of the road.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Well, there's an awful lot of that going on, Jimmy. But, you know, don't feel exploited by your own your own decency. You did the right thing, that's all. There are people who will take advantage of other people. You're not one of them. She is.
Yeah, well, you know, I pray a lot, you know, and I'm going to tell you this.
I pray a lot, too. I don't get on my hands and knees, but if I don't, I don't exactly get on my hands and knees to Mecca every day, but believe me, I talk to God every day on a regular basis.
And
thank you. I hope you continue listening to the program. It's that simple. And I can ask you the same questions again, but I don't think I have to. I know that the lines are jammed, and I know that you're all looking forward to saying what you want to say. But the fact of the matter is, never forget this. Forget what the detractors may write. And remember, my competitors have staff that write negative comments whenever an article about me appears. And put this down the next time you write about any of the other hosts. Can you name one host in talk radio who ever went to bat for me when I, the only member of the American media who was banned from entering Britain? Not one of them mentioned a word about this. They make believe that they care about issues. And maybe they do, but I kind of doubt it. My personal feeling is it's a racket. It's a racket on both sides of the aisle. And you say, well, where do you stand then? I'll let you decide. It's that simple. In fact, one of them had the nerve to say, I'm glad he was banned in Britain. And he poses him on the radio as a constitutionalist, wraps himself in the Constitution. Well, let me tell you this. He who laughs last laughs best. Let's go to the callers. Mary in Chicago, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to call and congratulate you. I am so excited that you are coming to WLS. This is a long time coming, dude.
Oh, I've never been on WLS.
Oh.
WLS has been a goal of mine from the day I entered radio. A couple of reasons. Chicago's a phenomenal market. I think the way people think in Chicago, at least the average person, the working person, I talk a language, a lingua franca as it is, that they understand. And I know that I was once on a station in Chicago, a small station, and my ratings were through the roof. I really look forward to that move.
Oh, I look forward to you, and I bet you a bunch of people do, too. I have to catch you through the internet or whatever, but I've been chasing you for years because I just love you. You're great. You tell it the way it is. You're right on. So.
Mary, stay in line. I'm going to send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. What a very sincere voice. Beautiful. Glory on WABC. You're next up on the Savage Nation. Batter up. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. It's Glory from Long Island, and I just wanted to say thank you every night from 9 to 11 listening to you. It's just been a pleasure. A long day with four kids and a business, and to hear you, somebody who really has a heart and passion and true to themselves is...
Here's the question, Glory. You're a devoted listener at night. Are you going to be able to listen to me on the East Coast at 6 o'clock come January?
I'm definitely going to try. It's a hard...
Oh, you see that? Well, I better watch out. Who knows? I lost Glory. You know, one of the things I'm looking forward to is the earlier slot for a number of reasons. I've not led a normal life since I started the late show. It's impossible to go to dinner. If you're on the radio on the West Coast, where I live most of the time, from 6 to 9, it's real hard with the adrenaline being as high as it is to go out to dinner. It's impossible. And I'm usually reclusively alone with my dog. After a show, just getting over the adrenaline kick of the radio show, it's very hard to eat. I don't drink much anymore. I can't have a drink. It's just too high. The adrenaline's too high. Now, here's the beauty. I have a place in Florida that I've not been to but a few days this entire year. Why don't I go to Florida? Because I can't do a show late at night. It's too late for me to be on the air live at 9 o'clock.
To perform that late is almost impossible for me. My energy peaks much earlier in the day. My energy at 12 noon in my West Coast slot is at an amazing high of energy. At 3 o'clock, it's my normal time slot for the highest energy of the day, because that's the way I'm constituted. And I did radio for 17 years in that time slot, 16, 17 years. And so it's a natural time slot for me. And I'll tell you something else. I remember when I went to college, I was not a good student in high school. And I had to go to what was called night school at Queens College. I couldn't get into day school because my grades weren't that good. My mind was all over the place. My father had gotten sick. I had to run a store. My mind was everywhere else. So I didn't do well in high school. I went to Queens College in what was known as afternoon session, I swear to God, and it began around 3 o'clock. Well, I got all A's. I took to college like a duck to water. I loved it. I loved the freedom. I loved the exploration of ideas. I found that I was not stupid. And I thrived in that time slot, and I've always found that the afternoons are the best time for me. Always. And the radio has proven it. It's that simple. And again, I want to tell you this, saying, well, who knows how he'll do this and that. It doesn't matter to me. In one way it does, in one way it doesn't. Do you understand that the victory is the victory? That you can live for ratings and you can die for ratings, or you can live for a great show and let it go at that. I live to perform. I live to express myself. You know where my politics are at. I defined it in three words: borders, language, and culture. I don't have to write another book for you to understand where I'm coming from. And if I do politics every day, I will do politics, by and large, on a regular basis. I won't do it for 3 hours. I can't. Why? Because I'm not that interested in 3 hours of the same thing. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't go to law school. I'm not a monodimensional didactic thinker. My mind is discursive. The versatility of my background makes me want to talk about other things, for God's sakes. There are other things than Ted Cruz and John Boehner and Harry Reid and Barack Obama. Yes, they're important, but we can't turn them into the sun, the moon, and the stars. There's a whole world of science, art, poetry, film, literature out there. How can you define yourself by these clowns? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I was given this coveted afternoon drive time slot beginning in January for unknown reasons. Unknown reasons. Now, look, I created Borders, Language, and Culture as what defines a nation. I defined what it is to be an independent conservative long before anyone knew what it was. But I don't know that that was the reason. Yeah, I'm considered the Mark Twain of radio. I understand that. And my versatility is famous in radio. But it could be my meatball recipe. That could be it. But tonight I feel as though I've announced that I won a Nobel, a MacArthur, and a Pulitzer all in one. It's a confirmation, an affirmation, an elevation all at once. And what we put together for you is a short montage of the golden oldies of the Savage Nation. Let's hear it. I met with my kitchen cabinet last night while cooking a light dinner. As I drank the Bordeaux, I consulted with my chief advisor, Teddy, a 10-pound gray poodle. In my kitchen cabinet with us were Plato, Moses, Jesus, John Locke, George Washington, Lincoln, Patton, and God. Here's what my kitchen cabinet recommended for rescuing America. I think my dog has an itching attack from watching Will Blitzer, because he wants to see the man arrested for sedition and deported. We will not be out of Iraq in 07. We will not be out of Iraq in 08 for one reason. $2 billion a week of taxpayer money goes into Iraq for reconstruction and military funding. Predominantly, Saddam's too-quick execution eventually will be seen as a cover-up to protect certain U.S. and European leaders, because dead man can't talk. I'm going to prove something to you right now. This is a daring act I'm about to perform, which is I'm going to read the label on a box of bullets, 380 auto 90-grain bullets, and I'm going to show you that I can even make that interesting.
Reminds me of like the Moses story, you know. All right, I've chosen you to cross the Red. I don't want to go, man. I don't want to do this. Why are you picking on me? My ear hurts. I'm a little hunch. I'm too old to lead the people across the Red Sea. No, I have chosen you. You must go. But I'm not the right guy, man. Get Charlton Heston.
The Australian election.
was won in a huge plurality by Howard, the conservative. This should be the main story in every newspaper, because what it says is Bush is going to win, and I'm going to make this prediction right now. No one wants to make a prediction. I'll make a prediction. Bush wins. Let me explain it. I go on this site, Google Earth. You can punch in any address. The globe spins. The next thing you know, it's like zooming down to the Bronx, where I lived on the street when I was a kid. Then I punch in Hawaii, and then the globe turns, and suddenly the satellite image picks up a house I lived in Hawaii. Then it zooms back to California, to the places I'm in. And I said, this is unbelievable to me. There's no privacy left. How long could this go on? How many days can they do this to us? Who gives a damn? Gerald Ford was a schmuck! The accidental president. Number one, accidental president, a liberal through and through. We're now hearing what? That Jews and Methodists and Muslims and Buddhists are not full people because they haven't accepted Christ? This is an amazing statement. It's unacceptable to me. You see, I don't see the world that way, and I've said that to you before. I may as well tell you how I see the world if you want to know one man's opinion. You know, I made a prediction on the show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements. If you think I'm making this up, you're right, I'm making it up. But I'm not making it up out of whole cloth. I'm making it up out of historical cloth.
That's a good coming attraction. By looking back, we can look forward to what might be coming up on the Savage Nation. The guys put that together for me. You know which one I really want to hear myself in the next half hour is the Savage Visits Google Earth for the first time. I remember that Thanksgiving and the family was together. You know, now you take it for granted. But the first time I saw it, I was dizzy from it. And I think I gave up my belief in God at that. It was impossible to believe in heaven after you go on Google Earth. At least that's what I felt then. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Tomorrow night, we have a huge, huge, big, big guest on the program who you're not going to want to miss. Anyone in the media is going to want to tune into this show when it begins, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Western. A giant in the media will be on this show to talk about this time change with you, the audience, and whether the individual will want to take questions, I do not know. But he will be here with us, or she will be here with us, tomorrow night on the Savage Nation. Let's go to the callers. George on WABC, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, George?
Good evening, Michael. First, let me give you my sincerest, heartfelt congratulations. It's a wonderful thing that's happening to you.
That's very nice. And it is. It is. I feel a little dizzy. I got to tell you, you know, in all the years I've done radio, I'm slightly intimidated tonight. Do you know that, George?
Yes, I understand that, but I hear the excitement in your voice. But the reason I called, Michael, is maybe you don't realize how cosmic this move is with regard to you. I am a kindred spirit, old white dude, first generation American, and I think you are being steered to be the steward to help save our country.
If one man could do it, it wouldn't be me, because I'm not the man on the white horse. I'm an average American who's worked very hard, highly educated. I've had many impediments that I've overcome. The fact of the matter is, though, it's going to take more than one man to steer this country back on course. We've hit the iceberg. The ship has been taking on water an awfully long time, and there is no captain at the helm, my friend. The officers have all jumped ship. They're in their own lifeboats, so it's going to take more than one man to save this nation. We better get to work. That's all I can say. Again, my prediction was that I'd be taking over the Drive Time East Coast slot. If you've just tuned in to the Savage Nation tonight to see what the hullabaloo is all about, I am announcing tonight that it's official. It's official that the Savage Nation will move to the highly coveted 3 p. to 6 p. Eastern time slot beginning in January 2014, bringing my unique brand of news, views, and reviews to afternoon drive on the East Coast and 12 to 3 on the West Coast on top radio stations nationwide. Cumulus owns beachfront real estate and radio. Nobody beats these stations. An old wall banger. He'll still be there, but he's not going to be on the beach.
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Tonight it's not meatball recipes.
tonight it's really, I'm a little dazed. I feel like a kid who's, you know, graduated from something, and I'm on the stage, and like the light bulbs and the flash bulbs and the diploma, and you're like dazed already. It's like a wedding, a confirmation. You don't know where you are. I've never been this disoriented on radio. I swear, I feel weird. I don't know how to describe the feeling. It's like an airy feeling. I just feel disconnected. Isn't it odd? Maybe it's the quote I've often given on the show of Eugene O'Neill, sorry, Long Day's Journey Into Night, one of the great playwrights of the last century, when he wrote that success is a stale finale. The struggle is the success. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, it's like the myth of Sisyphus, the Greek mythology, where Sisyphus was condemned to pushing a boulder up a mountain all day. Actually, just through eternity, he pushed the boulder to the top of the mountain only to see it roll down the other side. And then he had to go to the other side and push it back up to the crest and see it roll down the other side. You know, success is a stale finale. The struggle is the success. And I'm so used to struggle that, what can I tell you? I'll keep struggling until I can't. It's that simple. But it's a very strange reality. When you achieve what you want to achieve, what am I trying to get at here? When you finally achieve what you've always wanted, and it's real, it seems less real to you than when you were trying to get it. Does that make sense to anyone listening to this show? I don't know. That's the way it is to me. I feel very much the way fighters look after winning a 15 or a 12-round decision that they had to fight every round to win. They didn't knock the other guy out, but they won, and they're bloodied from it. They're bruised. Their eyes are puffy, but they won. And if you listen to them talk in the ring, as I do often many nights watching fights, that's sort of how the sense of disconnect that I feel right now. So you'll have to forgive me. It's not the normal Savage. Maybe tomorrow I'll feel regular again. But I really feel disconnected in a strange way. It's not real. It doesn't seem real to me. Anyway, I'm glad you're listening. And it's like winning some gigantic prize to me. Maybe you say, what, is he crazy? That's not a Nobel Prize. Well, you know, Obama was given a Nobel Prize for nothing. I would say getting drive time on the East Coast for something is better than a Nobel for nothing. Well, how about those fake genius awards called MacArthur Foundation Awards, given to people who do nothing because they meet a political agenda? They're given an award as a genius when the real geniuses are giving nothing in this country? Unless you're an establishmentarian, you're never going to get a MacArthur. The real geniuses are dying in a hotel room somewhere. Anyway, it's one man's opinion. Tonight it's a confirmation, affirmation, elevation for me, as I said. And so I've put together some golden oldies for you. And one of the favorites, I think, and I hope it's not going to embarrass me, is clip 18, where I visited Google Earth for the first time, and I think it was back in, what, 06, 07, 08, 09? I don't know when it came out. Let's hear clip 18. What else do you want me to talk about? How about me going on to a new website last night, Google Earth? It's beyond comprehension, Google Earth. You can punch in every address you've ever lived at in your life, which I did after, you know, it was Thanksgiving weekend with the family. My son said, Dad, you got to see Google Earth. So we sat there last night. I was blown away. I can't believe in heaven after this. There is no heaven. I mean, there's nothing. I don't know if I believe in anything anymore. I think I've become an atheist instantly. I'm kidding. It's just astounding to go on this thing. It's frightening in a way. It destroys your perspective of your uniqueness as an individual. Let me explain it. I go on this site, Google Earth. You can punch in any address. The globe spins. The next thing you know is like zooming down to the Bronx where I lived on a street when I was a kid. Then I punch in Hawaii, and then the globe turns, and suddenly the satellite image picks up a house I lived in Hawaii. Then it zooms back to California to the places I'm in. And I said, this is unbelievable to me. There's no privacy left. But then I thought, if a commercial site like Google Earth can hone in on anyone's address on Earth, I'm sure that governmental spy satellites can penetrate buildings with imagery. That's a given. Because this definitely came from the Defense Department a few years ago. They must have latched on to governmentally developed web technology, satellite technology, excuse me, to have gotten this. What do you want to talk about? Google Earth, should it be closed down? Answer, yes. Any sane nation would close down Google Earth immediately. But then since the congressmen and senators are so out of touch with reality, they don't even know what Google Earth is. They know our restrooms on various highways around their districts. They know that they have on their maps.
because in restrooms you can pick up bags of cash. That's all they need. Maybe they can use Google Earth to better target the pickup spots. That might be the reason they don't want to close it down. San Antonio, Joe, you're on the Savage Nation.
All right, you get the picture. It's pretty good. Pretty good. If I were rewriting it, I would. That was done on the spot, which I'm famous for, creating stuff on the fly. That was pretty funny. But, you know, when you look back on something that you saw for the first time and the perspective that you had and the perceptions, today it doesn't make sense. Everyone watches. But do you remember I told you on that same show that the terrorists would be using Google Earth to target our troops in Iraq? And they were. Do you remember that? They were honing in on positions in the on the battlefield. And that's why I thought it was a terrible, terrible device to permit. But then, look, Google and the government are one and the same, in my opinion. When you say Google, it's not private enterprise. They didn't get there by accident. How do you think they wound up with a 767 on Moffett Field? Because they're independent entrepreneurs who were just smart and lucky? No, my friends. When you reach that level of success, it's because you are the government. At least that's one man's opinion. It's the Savage Nation, Big Night, 855-407-282. Let's go to the Savage Nation and go to the callers. Jeanette on WNIS. I think you're in Norfolk, Virginia. Jeanette, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. Congratulations from Virginia Beach.
Thank you.
I'm a savage. How did you say it?
You're a savage yet. You're one of the 19 women who listen to the show.
Yes. Count me in on that one, big time. Also, I'd like to give a big shout-out for your idea of having the D.C. guys and gals pee in a cup. I think that's a great idea.
Well, it was really to take a drug test. I mean, if they're representing us, shouldn't we know who's representing us and what their status is?
Absolutely. I'm a 30-year substance abuse therapist, and I've got to tell you, they sound high.
Okay, I'm not the only one who has that perception.
No, not.
They walk around like somnambulists.
Yeah, like this.
Have you ever heard them congratulate each other? To my esteemed colleague on the other side of the aisle? No, you're a great American. No, you're a great. They sound like people in talk radio. To my esteemed colleague from Massachusetts, I turn over the floor.
Uh-huh.
I never heard anything like this.
And then
what century are they living in?
Talking, you know?
Yeah, well, anyway, I think they'd have to vote on whether to take drug tests, and I kind of know how that'll work out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the same way the people's vote seems to work out in this country. Anyway, I hope you continue listening on NIS when I'm on the East Coast in drive time. 855-407-282 WABC. Terry, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike, and they could train a parrot to replace Hannity. And you know what? Your non-competition gets the old Bronx cheer tonight because, kid, you are where you belong in January.
I didn't say it. The parrot's a funny one because there is an awful lot of parroting of Republican talking points. You know, that's what I hear all day long.
Right. On Fox, you could train two parrots. Hannity could be replaced by the pro golfer could be replaced by a parrot. But not you because you got the unique personality. Your Bronx comes out, your Queens, your New York City comes out in the audience. People love it, no matter what they say about New York City. They love that New York City personality when it comes out. And, you know,
well, you know, there's more people who are, well, there are more people pretend to be from New York City than really are. Every actor pretends to be from New York City, and they're not. They go to coaches, voice coaches, to sound like they're from New York. No one sounds like they're from New York anymore.
No, but you know what? One out of five Americans can trace his roots to the Bronx. And you know what the problem is today with you?
Well, one out of five Americans can trace their roots to a prison somewhere.
That's possibly too. But you know what the problem is today, Mike? They bankrupted so many hospitals and they can't figure out how to pay for it. That's why they mandated this health care coverage where individuals have to buy it.
Well, of course. Why do you think Obamacare is Castro care, as I've defined it? I don't want to get sucked into that time warp. But the fact of the matter is hospitals are bankrupt because they're taking care of illegal aliens who have come here for the gold-plated medical treatment they can't get anywhere else. The doctors, the nurses, the hospitals, the pharmacists know this. They can't say no. They're required to treat them. And I'm very, very clear on this. If you're in a catastrophic situation, a car wreck, choking on something, yes, you're entitled to health care in America in one of our hospitals if you're not a citizen. If, on the other hand,
You're just leeching on the system. You need to, I'm sorry, show some ID. But apparently that's not something that Obama or Bloomberg in New York believes in. They believe that everyone should foot the bill for everyone else. And that's why the medical system is bankrupted. The fact is someone is paying for it, and it's not them. There's a case here in San Francisco, if I could find the story of a crazy man. I pulled it out for today. I don't know if I can still find it. Here, you're not going to believe this. Let me give you an example of why I call it San Francisco or San Francisco. And by the way, that's one of the advantages of my show over everyone else in the country. I live in the craziest, most beautiful city in the country. And the stories from this city and how I don't fit in are a unique element of my program. And that's something you can't do if you fit in and you're invited to the White House, as Wallbanger has been. I'm proud to tell you that George Bush never had me in the White House. I'm proud to tell you that Mrs. George Bush never read one of my books. I'm proud to tell you that I've never been to the East Room, the West Room, the North Room, or the South Room. The only room I'm in is this room, the Savage Room. So here we go. Why I call it San Francisco. From SF Gate, Matir and Ross. SF naked felon in and out of psych ward. To the cops at Central Station, William Quizzali is proof that something isn't working with the mental health care system. In recent months, Quizzali has been picked up 5 times for everything from punching cars on Market Street to jumping into the bay. Each time he was sent to San Francisco General for a 72-hour hold, after which he was released. The 25-year-old first came to the cops' attention back in November at the Safeway in the Castro. He was fighting with store security after being asked to leave because he'd been hanging around for hours, said Central Station Captain Garrett Tom. After that, Quizzali went quiet until late July when police got a call about someone trying to punch the windows and side view mirrors of oncoming cars on Market Street. It took 4 officers to drag him out of traffic and into a squad car. Less than 2 months later, on September 7th, police got a call from the ferry building about a stark naked man shadow boxing and nearly hitting several passersby. It was Quizzali, who upon seeing the cops ran through the building and jumped into the bay. He was fished out and once again sent to San Francisco General. 6 days later, he was out again, climbing a street sign at Drummond Sacramento streets, stripping off his clothes, and screaming at people on the sidewalk, "Shoot me, shoot me!" Quizzali shouted when officers arrived. After 4 hours, police negotiators got him down. Now let's pause right there. I told you about that. I was shocked that the city is so crazy and backwards that they shut the downtown streets down for 4 hours for this lunatic. The fact is they should have ripped him out of there with a net and thrown him into a bug house. And the only reason they couldn't is not because the cops didn't want to or couldn't. It's because the lawyers were standing on the sidelines saying, "Go ahead and make my day." So they took the nut to the hospital again. And then he was there and he got out again. And 72 hours later, he's out of the psych ward on the street again. Walks out of the hospital within hours, back at the Embarcadero 4 shopping complex, where he stood on a ledge about 40 feet over the sidewalk, and again screaming and threatening passersby and police. This time he was carrying a knife and throwing rocks that he grabbed from a nearby planter box. Once again, the hostage negotiators were called out. In my day, they were called police with nightsticks. Those were the hostage negotiators we had. They gave you 5 seconds to put down the rock and the knife, or they bashed your head in and threw you into a paddy wagon. And that was the end of the nuts on the streets. That's why my mother could walk to the corner for a bottle of milk at 10 o'clock at night. And that's why your mother can't go to the corner for any reason today. You get the picture. It's a city and a state and a nation completely out of control. Why? Because liberalism is a mental disorder. WMAL, Lamar, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's fantastic to talk to you again, Dr. Savage. It's been many, many times now that we've spoken. And I got to say congratulations again.
Thanks.
And I'm very excited to be able to hear you at the prime time of between 3 and 6.
Well, how are you going to listen? In your car, or where do you listen to me now? In a car or at home?
In the car.
Okay, so it's harder at night at 9 o'clock than it is. You have to leave the house to go outside and listen, so your wife doesn't know you're listening probably at 9.
Oh, no, I was actually...
I'm joking. No, I'm joking. People used to do that when I was on afternoon drive in San Francisco. Guys would call me because I created such a stir in their family The wife wouldn't let them listen to me. They had to make an excuse to go somewhere to listen to me in the car or come home late and sit in the driveway somewhere. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Again, it's a glorious night for me. It's the fulfillment of a 20-year dream to be granted this incredible gift and opportunity beginning in January. Well, I get the drive time spot on the beachfront stations of Cumulus. There's nothing better in radio. It's that simple. It's the pinnacle. That's it. So you say, well, what are you going to do with it? You don't understand. Yeah, it would be nice to have great ratings. Okay, beat them, not beat. It doesn't matter to me. I will do the same show I've done for you in style for 20 years. There will be politics, but there'll be a lot more. And let the chips fall where they may. And that's the only way I can enjoy it and keep you listening. But to hammer you every day with Obamacare, day in and day out, I can't do it. And nor do I expect you to do it. Let me take a few quick calls. Cynthia on KSFO in San Francisco. What's on your mind, Cynthia?
Hi. I live south of San Francisco in Palo Alto. And I'll tell you something. It's really rough living in an extremely liberal area, and I'm conservative.
Yeah, so welcome to the club. So what is your question?
So my question to you is, you know, how do you deal with this? Who are your neighbors? Who are the people that you are part of your inner circle? Are they all conservative?
No. What you're saying is, how does a conservative make friends in a very liberal area? The answer is you don't. You get a poodle or a beagle, and you learn that the dog truly is man's best friend. And then that's it. Dogs are anything you want them to be. It's that simple. KSFO, Jamie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, hello, Dr. Savage. Congratulations. I am so happy to have an alternative at time slot that you're taking over.
Thank you.
I am not going to say I hate Hannity. I've met him. I like him.
Oh, no, I don't. There's no hate in me for him at all. I want to be very clear. I think he's a very nice person, and he does a very good job.
Let me tell you why.
The fact is that I got the slot on the beachfront, and that's the end of it, and let the people listen to what they want. Jamie, what else are you calling about?
I think I took a course or two from you at UC Berkeley in nutrition.
It's impossible. I never taught there. Unless I'm a sleepwalker, I never taught at the University of California.
You never lectured?
No. It's where I went for my graduate degree. I had two master's degrees. I moved to the Bay Area in 74. I enrolled at Berkeley, and I got my PhD by 78. But I never taught there, so maybe it's a look-alike or a doppelganger. I don't know. 855-400-7282. It is the Savage Nation. Let's go to WJR. Now, that's a station you got to know about. WJR in Michigan is a heritage station of Cumulus. It's a powerhouse. And Tim is calling from JR. Tim, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Savage. You know what? I really believe you got the spot you got because you're an edutainer.
Edutainment. Edutainment. Like the best teachers I ever had. They would keep me happy and they teach me something. If they just driveled on day and night about Obamacare, I probably would be a high school dropout by now. If my teachers talked about Obamacare in high school from morning till night, I probably would have worked at McDonald's if there was a McDonald's in those days.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, welcome to the most exciting day of my radio life. This is hour number 3. I've made the big announcement. You've heard it by now.
The Savage Nation is being moved to East Coast Drive Time, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, beginning January 2014. It's the biggest story, basically, in the history of talk radio. This is the biggest story. I've been given the most highly coveted slot in Time. I'll be on over 200 affiliates to begin with, including 60 stations owned and operated by Cumulus. Some of the cities where the Savage Nation will air during Drive Time, coming January, include those stations you're listening on right now. New York, WABC, Dallas, WBAP, Washington, WMAL, San Francisco, KSFO, Chicago, opening in Chicago on WLS, WJR, Detroit, and many, many others, hundreds of others, which I'll fill you in on as time goes on. The fact of the matter is, I'm asking you tonight, why has this biggest shakeup in radio talk occurred? Why has Cumulus honored me by giving me the most coveted time slot in talk radio? Well, some have said that it's my versatility, my insights, my humor, my versatility. The fact that I hold a doctorate from the University of California doesn't hurt. And my 28 books, including six New York Times bestsellers, such as the novel A Time for War, have made me, well, some would say, the Mark Twain of our time. The Savage Nation radio show is the number one radio show on the Internet, and I was awarded the coveted Freedom of Speech Award by Talkers Magazine in 2009. John Dickey, who is the Executive Vice President and Co-Chief Operating Officer of Cumulus, said this. He said, Savage is a proven ratings winner. Compelling, thought-provoking content is paramount, and Mike delivers show after show. Thank you, John. Means a great, great deal to me. Savage said this. With this important time slot, as well as the iconic Cumulus stations coveted by everyone in radio, I hope to edutain the world. Politics will always be my mainstay, but there is so much more to talk about. There's breaking news in science, religion, films, books, which have always been my calling cards. And with these new stations, I break out a brand new deck. Listen, this is a good night, and tonight we've been covering not only the questions as to why you think I've been given this, and all the news of the day, of course, but we have played the golden oldies of the Savage Nation. The Savage Nation greatest hits, including, are you ready for these? Savage, Moses versus God. Savage visits Google Earth for the first time, where I say it destroys your perspective and you can't believe in God anymore. I covered the Gerald Ford funeral way back when. I then covered the execution of Saddam Hussein. And I said, yeah, he may have deserved to die, but he also deserved a trial. We then covered some of the other things I've done that people think to be ridiculous, such as me reading the warnings on an ammo box in English and French. We then discussed the legacy of George Bush. I then talked about getting food to my mama, Mama Savage, while she was still alive and listening to the show. Have you heard the Savage Manifesto after I met with my kitchen cabinet? How about Snowy the dog as she was dying? Yeah. Not sad, but horribly tragic. How about the interview with the Reverend Jerry Falwell, where we disagreed on who goes to heaven? How about the golden oldie of my dog Teddy howling at CNN? And then, of course, there are the Savage predictions. Yes, I predicted that, A, I would get this coveted time slot. But I predicted in 2004, in 2004, I predicted that George Bush will win the presidency again. In 07, I predicted we will not be out of Iraq in 07 or 08. In 2010, I predicted Obama's next big issue on the agenda would be amnesty for illegal aliens. In July of 12, I predicted a Reichstag fire-like event to cover up Obama's scandals. In May of 2013, Savage predicted a false flag cover-up to get rid of Obama's scandals. Benghazi, anyone? No, not Benghazi. How about the war that never was? 855-407-2282 is the phone number. Now look, Ted Cruz filibustered from last night till this morning. That's huge political news. But I got to ask you a question mixed in with my own story here today. Can I ask you a serious question about this? Is Obamacare the biggest problem in your life? Because it isn't mine. Why is Obamacare the obsession right now? Well, we know that it's socialized medicine. We know it's going to wreck the healthcare system. We know it's going to seriously damage the economy. But is that the number one problem that should be discussed in America today? How about this? How about the Islamist movement around the world? How about the fact that the Islamists have made headway into our intelligence agencies in this country, and I'm worried about it? How about the fact that our intelligence agencies are more concerned about patriots than they are about Islamists? To me, I'd put that at the top of the list. How about you? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The biggest shakeup in radio talk history was denounced on this program. It is the biggest shakeup in radio history. You have to ask yourself, why do you think Cumulus gave me the most coveted time slot in talk radio? This is not an easy decision for anyone to make at a time like this. We're living in very worrisome times. This is a gigantic gift that I have been given, and I intend to make the most of the gift. This is my last home in talk radio. I started in radio with my third or fourth career in 1994. What, 20 years? This March 24th, 20 years. I hope to have a big celebration somewhere, maybe in Yankee Stadium. I hope that I will not do a Lou Gehrig on the field, but I want to do a big thing for my audience, whether it'll be local or whatever, because how many years does anyone have in a career? And this is not my first career. I'm like a cat who has nine lives, and I don't know which life this is, but it isn't the first. Let's put it to you that way. Scientist, poet, pauper. I can go down the My Way song. You know, I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a pawn, and a king. And the fact of the matter is, this is the kingship that I've been seeking all of my life. And the only thing left is for me to be a prawn, and I don't think I'm going to get to that in this lifetime. But the question is, will you change your listening habits? Will you listen to me earlier in the day? And if so, where? Remember, drive time on the East Coast is, of course, 3 o'clock. I was drive time on the West Coast. I had an awesome audience. In fact, in San Francisco, when I was on KSFO, when I was a local host, I often beat the news stations. I slammed the all-news stations. They were tuning out, and they were tuning into me. So when I go onto this time slot, and on the East Coast I'm drive time, I think I'll do quite well. The question is, West Coast, noon. Will you listen to me at work? And will it change the course of the next election? Remember when the next election is. The next election is just around the corner. The next election is next November 2014. The next election will be more telling than you can imagine. Don't expect the pundits to tell you that there's going to be a sea change in Congress, but there will be. There will be because the people detest what Obama has done to them. The people detest the creeping socialism, the sense of a government intruding on their lives. And I intend to make the most of this golden opportunity. The biggest shakeup in radio talk history. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I do feel like Lou Gehrig in Yankee Stadium today. I got to tell you the truth. I mean, there's so much garbage out there, it's hard to believe anybody when they say anything, but all I can do is tell you like it is, and I feel like the luckiest man on earth tonight because my career was fragmented, to say the least. I was impeded every step of the way in the beginning of radio. People sabotaged my show, tried to stand in the way, and no one stood in the way of this little engine that could. And that's because, and I'm going to say it like it is again, remember, I was not a young man when I entered radio. I'd done many other things. And I entered radio almost out of desperation in 1994. All the years I had written books, I would do book tours. Publishers would send me on 10-city tours. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, the wonderful people that I met along the way in radio. To this day, I remember them. They were in Seattle. They were two wonderful guys on some of the stations in Seattle, and they had wonderful old-line broadcaster voices. And although I was, a young man, and I had a good voice, I certainly didn't have a broadcaster's voice, nor was I a broadcaster. They were kind enough to say to me, you know, you have an incredible presence on the radio. You should consider a career in radio. And I said, what? How do you get in radio? I had no idea how to get in radio. And then another telling moment, I published a book, Houghton Mifflin published my book, Maximum Immunity, in 1983, and I was visiting the editor in Boston. She was a real Bostonian, real elegant, upscale New England lady of the time, if you know what I mean. And we went to one of the great fish restaurants in Boston, and she said, you know, Michael, you're a good writer, But she said, you would be better off in radio. I said, why? She said, because you need immediacy. Your ideas come at you so fast. You need radio to get them out there. They come at you so quickly, there's no other way to do it. She said, think about a book. It takes a year to sell a book proposal, a year to write the book, and then by the time the book's out, you're on to something else. I never forgot that as well. And all of it's been a miracle. As Aldous Huxley said, you have to live your life forward, but you can only understand it backward. And if I look back on my radio career, I'm telling you, somebody up there does like me because there's no other explanation for this. And that's all I want to say. Now, what will happen in January when I go to drive time is anybody's guess. Do you think I'm going to be number one? Do you think that that's what I'm going to live for? You're wrong. I'm not going to get up every morning and say, gee, I hope my ratings. I'm not a television guy. I don't know how those guys do it. I don't know how they do it looking every morning at the ratings on television. I couldn't take it. I wouldn't want to live that way. Secondly, my mind is too discursive to live that way. There are days I'll do politics, and immediately I'll shift to a recipe. Immediately in the middle of talking about a filibuster, I'll go and talk about a phyllo dough that I ate that day. Why? Because that's the way I am, and it's more fun. And secondly, I can't really stick to these topics for very long without my mind shutting down. Although I'm a highly educated man with many, many degrees, I was never a good student. I had no ability to sit in a chair very long. I couldn't listen to professors. My mind would shut down, and I would start writing things and dreaming and fantasizing. And so, therefore, I understand if you tune out of my show or anyone else's show, but I can guarantee you that the TSL on this show will be the longest in the business. I may not have the highest ratings, but I will make another prediction. I'll make a prediction that no matter what my audience is, the TSL will be longer on this show than any other show on radio. The time spent listening has always been longer for this show than any other radio show that I know of. Maybe things have changed, but that's what I found out. Now let's go to the callers, 855-400-7282. We have a lot in store for you tonight, including the sort of the golden oldies, some of the amazing sound bites over the years. And then I have another big surprise for you, which is that tomorrow night, we have a major league guest to talk about this topic on this show at the very same time. Again, you're going to want to tune into that because let us say that more will come out of that interview than you may imagine. John on KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco, welcome to the Savage Nation on KSFO. Go ahead, please.
You're an amazing human being, and I know for a fact that the reason that you have been placed in prime time, my friend, is because you are truly the Coltrane, the Charlie Parker, the Leonardo da Vinci of the airwaves. I'm sitting here listening to you in my music studio, and I look around at the things that are unique in my life. I have a original Groucho Marx little puppet. I have the first Curious George toys. My cornet, which I play regularly around the world at jazz festivals. Matter of fact, you might remember a few years ago I actually played you Happy Birthday on the cornet.
Right.
And, sir, I got to tell you, just the way that your mind works, I can compare it to this. If you got inside the mind of Coltrane, he could take a song, let's say a standard like Left My Heart in San Francisco. Now, he could literally play that melody, but then take the melody and improvise over and over and over again, never having said the same thing musically twice.
It's funny you should say it, because I find that musical people like my show and understand it almost better than anyone else. Remember I told you that the profile of me in the New Yorker was written by one of their writers, who's excellent, but he had spent 6 years as a music critic for the New York Times, and he heard the music in my show. He heard the music in my voice, and he heard the music in my soul, and he said, that's what separates Savage from everyone else. And he don't even title that article A Party of One. Remember that?
I do remember that. It's a great article.
Well, so you say that the versatility is what keeps you listening.
Yeah, you know, you can all.
Well, here's something else for your collection. I cannot give you a stuffed teddy because he's still living, and I wouldn't give it away if he was stuffed. But I will send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. So now you can add that to your collection, okay? Shelley in Houston, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Shelley?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I want to say congratulations. I believe you were given that slot because you have really earned it. And I think the thing that sets you apart from your competitors is really, it's not even about educational attainment. It's about your intelligence. There's a lot of people that are intelligent that don't have degrees. But you, to me, the others simply repeat mantras. They just have opinions without having any facts to back them up. And I think that's what separates you. But one thing I wanted to know.
Well, I want to say this. I was born ready for afternoon drive. It's not like I have to move into it. I was born ready for it. And truthfully, I had many of the disadvantages necessary for success. Certainly not all of them. I had two parents who worked very hard. Both were immigrants. And they taught me the value of hard work. They told me never to accept welfare. They sneered at anyone who took welfare. They detested people who were poor like them who didn't take care of their property. They prided themselves on their little apartment and they kept it as clean as can be. And I learned all of those things from my parents. And I'm not doing this to play the violin to tell you that I'm a poor guy because I'm not a poor guy anymore. But I was, and I understand what it's like to be an immigrant son. And I'll never forget that. And remember this about Michael Savage. People have different strengths and different weaknesses in radio as in all other walks of life. I am the only person in Major League Talk Radio who has one foot in the old world and one foot in the new world. Remember, I am a first-generation American. Of that I am very proud. Look how far I've come. I am man-child in the promised land. My father came here as a little boy from Russia with nothing in his pocket. And he died at a very early age. And his father died at a very early age. They worked their hearts out. They would rather throw themselves off a fire escape than have accepted welfare. They never did. They worked and they worked and they worked and they passed the baton on to me. And I intend to make the most of this golden opportunity.
Savage.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Radio host Michael Savage moves to 3 p.m. Eastern in new national rollout, developing on the Drudge Report, on the Savage Nation, and everywhere. Welcome to the program, the biggest shakeup in radio talk history, or talk radio history, really. I got to take this next call out of KSFO. I invite you. There's one open line, 855-400-SAVAGE. This is an amazing call. And I want women to call. Remember, of my many listeners, I have 18 or 19 women Savagettes across America. That's right. Of the many, many listeners that I have, I heard that there are 19 women exactly across America who listen to the show religiously. So if you are one of the Savagettes who listen to the show and you want to call tonight and just express yourself in some way or other, you can get in on that open line. Let's go to KSFO. Dean, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. It's a great honor and pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations. I am so happy for you.
Well, that's something. That's something my best friends didn't even say. None of them even said congratulations by email.
I know why you're a success. When you can make a man all alone in a room, belly laugh, and then make him cry, you really got something going, and that's what you do for me every night of the week.
God. Well, let's hope it's more of the former and less of the latter, okay, Dean?
And I have one all-time favorite quotation from you.
What is it?
Life is an endless series of terrors with an occasional plateau of happiness and beauty.
I wrote that when I was 17. I remember that. I was 17 when I came to that one.
In my living room right now.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunately true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You see, when you realize that happiness is non-existent on a regular basis, and you stop seeking happiness 24/7, that's the only time you can achieve any degree of sanity. The greatest stress on a human being is to think the other man is happy all the time and he isn't. And then he starts freaking out saying, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my life? He goes to the shrink. He gets the Prozac. And suddenly he goes on a flat line. And before you know it, he's a Republican. And then the rest is history. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282. It is. I mean, how many of them are on drugs? It seems to me most of them are drugged up. And I'll say it again. I will say it in all candid, in my most candid way. If I go to work for a corporation, which I've done in my life, I had to take a drug test. Of course, I never had a problem because I don't use them. And you have to take a drug test at work, don't you? Of course you do. Don't you think that Congress should be forced to take a drug test, let us say once every 3 months? Why shouldn't Harry Reid have to pee in a cup? Why shouldn't John Boehner have to take a drug test? I'm asking a dead serious question. I see people who look to me like they're walking around whacked out of their minds. They don't know what country they're in. They don't know what date it is. They have no idea what they're doing to this nation. And that is why we can't get through to them. It's that simple. And now that we've covered that, let's go back to normal programming on the Savage Nation. Has Ted Cruz done more harm than good or more good than harm? You know my opinion. He's actually a hero of millions and millions of Americans for conducting a true filibuster, trying to stop the steamrolling of the average American. And yet CNN had the audacity to say everyone hates Ted Cruz. I guess they don't know about the 30 to 40 million who love Ted Cruz. One of these days when I get in the mood, I'll tell you about Palma de Mallorca 1966 in Shotzi's Bar. But for those of you who've read Michael Savage's Train Tracks, the piece called An American Gangster in Spain is really an amazing story from the distant past of my life. And it goes back to me playing the flute in some ways. It was the impressionable time in my life when I could have gone in any way. Well, as Henry Miller wrote, each morning when I wake up, my feet take me in 1,000 directions. I mean, that was true for me then. It isn't true for me anymore. Right now, my feet take me in only one direction, which is from the bed to the computer screen to open up my emails, and from the computer screen to the coffee pot to start the process, and from the coffee pot to you-know-where, which I can't mention on a family show, and then back to open the door for Teddy so he could do it, I just couldn't mention, and then back to the computer. Life is a kick when you stand there. When you follow the straight and narrow, I tell you the truth, it's the greatest high there is. You don't have to understand how hard it is to follow the straight and narrow. It's the most difficult thing in the world is to stay on the straight and narrow when you have a mind that takes you in 1,000 directions every minute. One day you'll learn how to take the 21 horses inside your brain that are leading you in all sorts of directions and bridle them all and hitch them to your wagon and lead you down that straight and narrow. It's a golden place to go, I got to tell you. What do you think, Shakespeare had one horse and one cart? Where do you think Shakespeare got all of his characters from? That's when I started to realize what sanity is. Sanity is not to fear all of those voices. Sanity is not to fear all those horses. Sanity is to bridle all those horses and hitch them to one wagon. And then you lead those horses. You don't let them pull you in every direction. And that's why you shouldn't use marijuana. I got to go back to that. Marijuana was the most destructive element in my life. Now, I got to tell you why I say it. Because people are being brainwashed now into becoming drug addicts with all of the propaganda like I've never seen in my life. Everywhere you go, they're whispering about the wonders of marijuana. Marijuana is the most dangerous of all drugs. Having said that, maybe there are some medical conditions where one of the active principles or the other, Marinol or others, could be used to alleviate pain. Good, get the medication. But most people are just using it to get high. And the reason society is pushing you into getting high is to make certain that you don't know what the politicians are doing to you and to keep you off balance, keep you drugged up the way the Chinese were doped on opium. You're being doped on marijuana. Marijuana may be a sedative for people who have been blessed with, or shall I say cursed with, a one-string mind. If you were given a one-string banjo for a brain, then when you smoke marijuana, you say, oh, wow, look at that. Now I can play with two strings. But for people who have been given a violin for a brain, marijuana screws up your ability to play anything. And that's all I want to say on the subject. I'm not going to take any doper's calls because many of you are so hooked on your drug, you don't even understand that you're talking from the point of view of a doper who is basically a drug addict. And I really don't want to hear any more about it. All I can tell you is that when you kick marijuana, and you've been off it for a couple of years, you'll realize how addicted you really were. And you won't know it until you're off it to know how addicted you really were. If you think you're not addicted, then try to kick it. If you think that you're not addicted to marijuana, then you try to kick it and see how long you last. See, when you grow up in a monodimensional world, the straight and narrow, the green-carpeted world of bourgeois security, what you want to do is break out of it. That's what you want to do, and then you spend the rest of your life trying to get back to it. That's just the nature of life. Is that kids who grow up in a very stable, beautiful, middle-class life generally want to break out of it. They find it apathetic, and they find it stifling, and naturally they want to go, you know, and break out of it. They want to be cool, and they do, and they have to. And then eventually they recreate what they left behind, and they find out it's impossible to recreate your mother's kitchen. You can't do it. In fact, so much so that I dreamed I was back in my mother's little house in Queens. Would you believe it? At her little dinner table? Hard to believe. Haven't thought about it in a long, long time. Don't know why. But have another announcement to make for you, not to do with radio, which is, and I'm almost reluctant to say it. I've hinted at it before. But I'm very, very close, I think, to becoming a grandpa, first one. And the first of anything is the most miraculous thing on earth, whether it be first love, first death, or first birth. And I got to tell you, being close, this close to this is going to trump all of those things put together. So let's all pray for that one. It's that simple. When I go to a religious service, I want the heavy duty. I want the heavy duty. I want the tequila of services. I don't want the light beer of services. Does that make sense to you? Did I make just sense to you? That makes sense to you? In other words, if I want a slammer when I go into a religious service. So I don't want the light beer with sponge cake in the Jewish side. I want the crazies, the ultra-Orthodox people who live on the 333 commandments every second of the day and live with God in their hearts and hands all the time. I myself can't live that way because I'm not, just not my thing. If I go into a church, I want it to be the heavy-duty incense, Eastern Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. I want to see the incense swaying. I want to see the crosses swaying. I want to see the kapox. I want to see the whole deal. If I want to go into a Buddhist thing, I don't want to go to a Mill Valley Buddhist modified McDonald's of the Buddhism. I want to go into the heavy-duty chants with The sonorous rhythms of a Buddhist temple are not to be forgotten readily. That's all. It's that simple. So I want a slammer when I go into a religious edifice. I don't want the light version. In fact, I had Indian food a few weeks ago in San Francisco. I went into the best Indian food in the Bay Area is a place called Gaylord's, pardon the name. But Gaylord's in San Francisco, my friend Sushil owns. And I go in there rarely, but I went in on a Saturday night instead of going to North Beach for Italian. I couldn't handle one more pasta with the suits. I couldn't deal with it. So I went into the Indian place on an off night. I knew nobody would be there because the movie theater's closed and there's nobody there. So he knows I happen to like a certain kind of, you know, spice, whatever. And I said to him, where is the nearest Hindu temple? I'm kind of searching now, like into a whole new searcheroo. I know who I am. I haven't left who I am, but I'm very interested in every other path to God, to be frank with you, because I think they're all valid in their own way. And they all say the same thing when they're rational. The only ones who are slightly off are the ones who, in the name of Allah, cut a pregnant woman's baby out of her womb and throw it down a well. You know, like the folks in Kenya, some of whom came from Milwaukee or your town, my town, his town, all around America, because we're such a tolerant nation. We welcome asylees from everywhere because they're all equal, and they all come here to work the system and rip us off, my friend. And then they hate the country for being so idiotic as to give them money for nothing. I love they were talking about the Somalis in Milwaukee who went over there and became murderers. Oh, why did they go? And the spokesmouth for the Somalis said, well, they come here and they find it hard to adjust to. You know, they work so hard and they're in such poor jobs. Really, I thought, like my grandfather didn't get a heart attack at 47. And my father didn't get a heart attack at 57 because they didn't quite fit in to the Christian world of America. But they didn't complain about it. And they never put it down. And they never went to a country club or a nightclub. They just worked till they died to make a better place for themselves and their family. They didn't bellyache about America. Not once did I hear anyone put America down. Not once in my entire life in my family. That's the American way, is you come here, Mr. Somali, and you work your behind off, and you hope to God your son does better than you, because nobody owes you anything, and if you don't like it, go back where the hell you came from. That's what everybody wants to say to these people. I'm sick and tired of the apologists. They come here and they work so hard, and they wind up in the back of a police car. Well, let me tell you something. I'm an immigrant son, and I never wound up in the back of a police car. Never! Never did I wind up in the back of a police car, and it's not because I'm white. It's because I'm bright, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You have a comment to make? The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's do something right now. Is there a shorty? How about the comment I made? Is it a short one of me talking to Moses where I say I don't want to do it? Yes, here is me on one of the inaugural shows from yesteryear, from my new studio in Florida, when I talked to Moses. Let's hear. Let's
hear. Itching, the eyes are itching, the face is red, everything's hurting. Reminds me of like the Moses story, you know. All right, I've chosen you to cross the red. I don't want to go, man. I don't want to do this. Why are you picking on me? My ear hurts. I'm a little hunch. I'm too old to lead the people across the Red Sea. No, I've chosen you. You must go. But I'm not the right guy, man. Get Charlton Heston. Get some big, strapping guy with square shoulders. Leave me alone. No, I've chosen you because you have an affliction. What's wrong with you, man? Why would you choose someone with an affliction? Because I can trust you. I can't trust the guy who was a captain of his football team in high school because he had a lot of women. He's too confident. He doesn't listen to orders. A guy like you, all your life you've been insecure. All your life you've learned how to listen to people. Because you understand God will punish you otherwise. He'll give you a deeper affliction. That's why you chose Moses. That's why I chose Moses. And that's why I've chosen you. You got to lead your people to shrimp in Boca Raton.
That was pretty good. Christy on WNIS, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, Dr. Savage. I am...
One of the Savagettes. Wait, ring the bell. One of the 19 Savagettes. Go ahead, please.
Savagette, I am. I am glad and also hoping that you are going to be in our 3-6 time slot here in the Norfolk, Virginia area, because you will rejuvenate the afternoon. Right now, between the 12-3 and the 3-6 time slots, it's all redundancy. And
well, I won't comment on any other hosts, by and large. You know, it's a long day part, and there's room for everyone. I care only about my particular slot. I made this prediction, Christy, that I get drive time on the East Coast. Whether all of the other affiliates that carry me at night will switch me over to daytime is a matter of the audience demanding it. To be very frank with you, if everyone listening to this show, whether it be 6:45 here on the West Coast or 9:45 on the East Coast, starts hammering your local affiliate and say, you better take Savage when he's available or else, I guarantee you, you'll have a big effect on what happens. Because as I said to you, this is going to be a battle. Don't think this is an automatic. I will be on all 60 of the stations that are owned by Cumulus, and they're the best stations in the country. That is a fact. There's no beating the old flamethrower ABC stations. And everybody in radio, from the day I began, everybody wanted to be on WABC, WLS, WMAL, WBAP, WJR, KABC in Los Angeles, to name a few. Everybody wanted to be on those stations. Well, when Cumulus bought the company that owned them, they controlled the best real estate in the nation. You know what? You know, there's an old saying that you can't beat beachfront real estate. These are beachfront radio stations in the common parlance of today. And so if you say, well, I'm going to be on 60 O&O stations, well, what about all the other hundreds of stations? Well, it'll be nice, and maybe they'll come along as time goes on, and I hope they do, because I have a big listenership across the country. But remember, it's the beachfront real estate. It's the oceanfront that everybody wants. And I guarantee you that I'll make the most of it. The biggest shakeup in radio talk history or talk radio history coming this January, which is that I will be moving to drive time 3 p. Eastern, 12 noon Western on the best real estate in the radio world. And it's a big day for me. I hope it's a big day for you. I have people who love the show. And the article's been up on Politico for a couple of hours. It's on the top right of Drudge if you care to look at it. Here are some of the comments. Forget the haters or the planted writers. Someone writes, if more people listen to Michael Savage in this country, might still be saved. And Rhino supporting Hannity deserves to succeed elsewhere. Then somebody wrote this. It says, Hannity has a lot of practice carrying water for the rhinos and not challenging them. He is a go-along, get-along personality with little substance or knowledge. He owes it all to Rush, who also carried Bush's water, when Bush was bushwhacking the conservatives out of the GOP. And so, look, now, of course, they're all attacking the Republican Party because they know which way the wind blows, and stupid they're not. They didn't get where they are by being stupid, and they know how to, you know, talk to you. Now, all of a sudden, they're independents and attacking Republicans. Good. There's room for all of us, but let me tell you something. Those of you who have listened to me for years know that I've never changed my positions. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I will admit I'm wrong. I don't generally do guests. I think guests slow a show down. I don't think you tune a show in for guests. If there's someone great, I'll have them on. If there's some movie out with an actor that I really like, I'll try to get the actor on. If there's a book out with an author who's a really smart woman, I've had them on. And so that's why I announced tonight that my news, views, and reviews are going to take over the most important time slot in talk radio and the best real estate come January. And I can ask you the same questions again, but I don't think I have to. I know that the lines are jammed, and I know that you're all looking forward to saying what you want to say. But the fact of the matter is, never forget this. Forget what the detractors may write. And remember, my competitors have staff that write negative comments whenever an article about me appears. And put this down the next time you write about any of the other hosts. Can you name one host in talk radio who ever went to bat for me when I, the only member of the American media who was banned from entering Britain? Not one of them mentioned a word about this. They make believe that they care about issues, and maybe they do, but I kind of doubt it. My personal feeling is, it's a racket. It's a racket on both sides of the aisle. And you say, well, where do you stand then? I'll let you decide. It's that simple. In fact, one of them had the nerve to say, I'm glad he was banned in Britain. And he poses himself on the radio as a constitutionalist. Wraps himself in the Constitution. Well, let me tell you this. He who laughs last, laughs best.
Savage.